sitting in the right place.
Parshas Pikudei.
In Parshas Pikudei, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Tzalel how to build the Beis HaMikdash, how to build the Mishkan, so Rashi brings down the Tzalel ben Uri ben Chur lemate Yehuda. Also, Eis Kol Asher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe. Says Rashi, Asher Tzivo Eis Moshe Ein Ksiv Kan. Doesn't say over here which Ribonisha, which Tzivo Eis Moshe. El Kol Asher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe. Afilu Dvorim Shlo Emo Loi Rabbi Hiskim Medaito. Shneem Elo Moshe Misina Ki Moshe O. Says Rashi like this. Moshe commanded Bezalel to first make the kelim of the Mikdash and then the Mishkan. Omalei Bezalel, so Bezalel turned around to him and said to him, Minago Oilom Lasois Tchila Bais Va'akach Lasim Kelim B'Seicha. The minig of the world is, normal way is you build a house and then you make the kelim that you can put straight into the house. You don't build the kelim first and then build a house. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu answer? Omoloi kach shemaiti mi pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is the way I heard from my Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Moshe said. Omoloi kach shemaiti mi pi Ribbono Shel Olam. Omar Moshe. So Moshe said to him, Betzel keil hayisa. Why are you called Betzalel? Betzel means under the shadow of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki vadai kach tzivo leHaKadosh Baruch Hu v'kach oso. Bezalel turned around. Moshe Rabbeinu turned up to Moshe to Bezalel and told him that you've got to first make the kelim and then make the Beis HaMikdash, then make the Mishkan. So Bezalel turned around and said, it's not the way to do it. First you build the Mishkan and then you build, then you put kelim in it. So Moshe says, you know, that's the way the Ribbono Shel Olam told me, but you know, you're right, I made a mistake. And now I understand why they called you Bezalel. What's Bezalel mean? Bezalel means Betzel Kel. Betzel Kel means under the shadow of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have a special tzel the Ribbono Shel Olam watches over you. Ki vadai, when the Ribbono Shel Olam told me to build the Beis HaMikdash, avadai, that's what he meant. Ki hach tzivo li HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant. V'kach osa, that's the way Bezalel did it. First the Mishkan, and then the Kel. So there's two shailas over here. One shaila is, what did the Ribbono Shel Olam tell Moshe Rabbeinu? If the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu to build the kelim and then build the Mishkan, the Chora of Bezalel shouldn't have argued with it. That's what it is. That's what you do. And if Moshe Rabbeinu held that Bezalel is right, he said, Minago Olam. What did he say? Minago Olam. It's the way of the world. This is the way a normal person builds a house. First you build a Mishkan and you put the kelim inside. So because it's Minhag Olam, he was Machadish to Moshe Rabbeinu, something that he didn't know beforehand. And because of that, he calls him Betzel Kael. And until now, Betzalel was the one that knew how to build the Orun. And he knew all the Cheshbonis ben Hashamayim. And he knew all the Seidus Habriya, how to build the Mishkan, and all the Kavanas that he's supposed to have. He put into the Mishkan. That he didn't say Betzel Kael. He didn't say Betzalel. But he came along and he said, Minhag Olam. There's a Seidah HaDvorim, how to do things. There's a way how to do things. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, oh, now I understand how you do, why you call Bezalel. Bezel Kel. Suddenly, Moshe Rabbeinu had a new idea why he was called Bezel. And Moshe Rabbeinu turned around and said, no, that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted, Taka. Now I understand what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted. What's going on over here? So the Maral explains that Moshe Rabbeinu, Avada the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, Lefid the Seder of first the kelim, and then the Mishkan. Now, Avada, he had to teach him that wahalach. The way the Ribbono Shel Olam told him, the way the Ribbono Shel Olam taught Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the way Moshe Rabbeinu had to teach Bezalel. Why? Because you have to first teach them the Ikka. What's the Ikka? The Aron. The Aron was where the Luchas Abris, where the Kruvim, Kodesh HaKadoshim. You first teach a Moshel, a guy who wants to become a Frum Jew, right? What do you tell him first about? You don't tell him about putting on tzitzis, you tell him about wearing about Shabbos. First thing is Shmirah Shabbos, Yom Kippur, right? Shabbos, that's the most important mitzvah in the Torah. Tell him about Shabbos. Oh, Shmirah Shabbos, Heista Shena Ayid. Okay, and then we go down to the other mitzvahs slowly. But what's the first thing when you talk about being Makarev Ayid or talking about Yiddishkeit? First thing is Shabbos. Why? Because it's the most important thing. It's the stronghold of Yiddishkeit. So you first, when you're talking about the Seder HaDvarim of how to teach somebody about Yiddishkeit, if Moshe Rabbeinu is coming along and teaching Bezalel what to do, how to build it, so what's the first thing you do? You teach him about the Aron, and the Mizbeach, and the Neira. In the Olam HaAsiya, in the doing, Bezalel held differently. It goes differently. There's a different Seder. There's a Seder HaDvarim that's called Minag HaOlam. Minhag HaOlam means that we're living in a world that what we call Olam HaAsiya, doing world, and there's a Seder HaDvarim, how things work. And if there's a certain Seder how things work, then it must be that the Seder is also part of the Ribbono Shel Olam's Kavona in the Bria. And it only works through a certain Seder. And Bezalel came along and said, it doesn't make sense that you first build a Mishkan, Nochanama, to teach me what to do. You've got to teach me what's most important. The Aron, the Menorah, the Mizbeach, and then the Kroshim. Say that you go down the Madrega in Kedusha. But you start off with the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When you're teaching somebody about Torah, you're teaching him Shabbos first. But in the Asiya Shabbai, there's a Minhag HaOlam, there's a Seder HaDvarim. And Seder HaDvarim is, you don't build an Aron and have it sitting outside for 2 months until you finish building the house. You first build the house, you first build the Mishkan. Then you have a Mishkan, so you build the Aron next. And then you have a place to put the Aron in. That's covered for Minhag HaOlam. There's a way of doing things. There's a certain Seder HaDvarim in Olam HaAsiya. That Moshe Rabbeinu, that Bezalel understood, that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted. So Nochanama, Moshe Rabbeinu was right and Bezalel was right. Moshe Rabbeinu was right that in the Olam HaKavona, in the Olam of understanding things, the first thing is, the most important thing is the Aron, that's what you say first. But in the Olam HaAsiya, in the doing, there's a Seder HaDvarim. There's a Seder HaDvarim. How to build it, what to do. On that, Moshe Rabbeinu said, now I understand Bezalel Kel. Bezalel Kel means, now I understand the godless of why Ribbono Shel Olam chose you. You're special, you're under the Bezalel, under the shadow of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even though you understand the Kavonos of how to build the Beis HaMikdash, Chochma Slave, Ribbono Shel Olam gave him a tremendous siyata d'shmaya of understanding how to build the Mishkan with all the right kavanas, but it has to go hand in hand with Minhag HaOlam. There has to be a Seder HaDvarim. And if it's not the Seder HaDvarim of Minhag HaOlam, then there's something wrong in the Shleimus Shabbai. And Bezalel understood that if you want to make a Mishkan, that's a mokim for Ashrois HaShchina, it has to also, with all the kavanas of Klapi Shmaya, all the great kavanas, there's got to be one more kavana. Minhag Shel Olam. There's got to be a Seder HaDvarim. And Seder HaDvarim is the most important thing before, when you're building a Mishkan, that everything stims, everything goes hand in hand with all the right kavanas. It's got to go hand in hand with Minhag Shel Olam. There's got to be a Seder HaDvarim. On that, Moshe Rabbeinu says, now I understand why they called you Bezalel. Because Bezalel Kel means that in this world, even if you understand it, when it comes to the Olam HaAsiya of doing it, there's a way of how to do it. And there's a Seder HaDvarim how to do it. And on that, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Bezalel Kel. Interesting enough, Yom Kippur, a Kohen comes in, he's 7 days, you mafish the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash, and you teach him all the Avodas and all the Kavonas, and he prepares himself, B'Kedusha V'Tahara, and most times, until the second Beis HaMikdash at the end, most Kohenim made it through, they went into the Kohen HaKadoshim and they want mace. But the halacha is that if I do one avoda before a different avoda, you got to also klum. You did nothing. As I stated, the halacha wrote down. If you did one avoda, the zrika before this, or the kabbalah, or whatever, the shechita before this behema, that behema, lo'osa klum. There's a way of dressing the kohen. What comes first? The mechnasayim, the chaluk, the mitznefes is the last thing. Then comes the gatel. There's a seder hadvarim v'chol ha'Torah kula of what to do. And the Torah says you could have the right kavanas. You can do it with all the right kavanas and doing it right. But if it's not done with the seder advan, the Torah wants it, what we call min hogoy shel oilom, lo osa klum. It's as if he did nothing. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Avraham Avinu, the Magister brings down that Avraham Avinu asked the Ribbono Shloim, what will be with the Klal Yisrael after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed if they don't have Karbonos? So Ribbono Shloim said, there'll be Tefillah B'mokim Karbonos. Tefillah will be B'mokim Tmidim. Tefillah! If you take a look, there's a Gemara in Barachas that the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah came together and with all the Karbonos, Chaim V'lozhina explains that all the kavanas that we'll ever have in tefillah were put into tefillah b'shas when the Anshei Knesset came down, sat down together and made tefillah. All the kavanas from Nari and every kavana pshut and every kavana which has kavanas sheba kavanas is all was there b'shas when they together were masada tefillah. And there's a seidat tefillah, and you go through the whole. There's a whole long gemara that says why was atochonin before Hashiveinu, and why was Hashiveinu before Ro'einu Banyinu, and why was Ro'einu Banyinu before Rofeinu? And it goes on and on, there's a whole Seder Hadvarim. You've got to have Das before Tshuva. And it goes on. Refuah, why Dafka Refuah is the sixth bracha, fifth bracha, why the sixth bracha, why is that the seventh bracha? There's a whole Seder Hadvarim. And the same way as in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Seder Hadvarim on how to do the Karbonos. And if you didn't do it right, in the right form, lo osa klum, you could have all the right kavanas. But if it's not done with a certain Seder Hadvarim, where Ribbono Shloim set the Seder Hadvarim, what we call minhogo shel olam, lo osa klum. Same with Tefillah. Tefillah has a certain Seder which the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah set aside. And if you do, you can have the biggest kavana. If it's not done in the right Seder Hadvarim, lo osa klum. Because Seder is what we call minhogi shel olam, and that goes hand in hand with all the greatest kavanas that we can have. And you can't have a Mishkan, and the Ribbono Shel Olam can tell Moshe Rabbeinu how to build a Mishkan, and Bezalel will come along and say, if it doesn't shtim, if it doesn't go hand in hand with the minhogi shel olam, with the Seder Hadvarim, the way the world works, then it doesn't make sense. Then there's something missing over here. You can't have an Oron and a Mizbeach start sitting outside for 2 months until we finish building the Mishkan. Doesn't stim. And in order to make it stim, in order that it goes hand in hand with all the kavanas that put into the avoda of building, there's got to be a minhogo shel olam, there's got to be a Seder Hadvarim. Because Seder is in the olam ha'asiyah. And Seder has to go together with all the greatest kavanas that I can have up there, in the Olam HaMachshava, whatever you want to call it. But it's got to go hand in hand. And when there's no Seder in this world, then lo osa klum up there. Because Minhogo Shel Olam is so important that it's part and parcel of everything that we can think of that going up in Shemayim. A lot of times, we go through a Zaman, and you look back. We're halfway through a Zaman, and we look back, and we ask ourselves, yeah, I did a bit of learning here, I did a bit of davening over here. There's bits and pieces. Everybody knows the famous marshal of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. If you take an egg and you cook it for 15 minutes, you'll have a hard-boiled day. But if you take an egg and you cook it for 5 minutes on the fire and then turn it off, and then another 5 minutes, and then turn it off, and another 5 minutes, turn it off, you'll go on for an hour, you still won't have a hard-boiled day. Because there's a Seder HaDvarim in how an egg gets boiled. You've got to have 15 minutes straight on the fire. 15 minutes straight on the fire gives you a hard-boiled egg. You can have it for as long as you want on the fire, but if it's not beretzifa achav, if it's not one shot, it doesn't get boiled. It doesn't happen. There's a Seder HaDvarim of Minhog HaShalolam. That's the way the world works. And the same way in Gashmis there's a Seder HaDvarim, it's also in Ruchnius there's a Seder HaDvarim. And Seder HaDvarim of Ruchnius is as important as the Etzem Avoida of doing it. Because it has to go hand in hand with the world up there. And Klapishmai, you can be building the Oron, and you could have the biggest Kavonis in the Beis HaMikdash, Kohen Gadol Ba'Avoidosoi, and you could be walking into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you could be having 7 days of Achonah, of being the Kodesh and the Porush of what the Kohen Gadol was. And if you did one Avoida, one small Avoida, that didn't go hand, that didn't go with the Fiyah Seder HaDvarim, but also Klum. Because Seder, I don't mean Seder as a Seder in the Beis HaMedrash. Seder, being Musuda, setting out the day, being disciplined in what I do every hour of the day, is a big is essential and the most important nekuda in Avodas Hashem. Because you can do it all right, but you're doing it wrong. We talk about Akaveh Mokon Tfilosi. Sometimes, you know, you put up a notice, each guy has his place, it sounds like we're back in school, there's assembly time, you've got to stand in line, perhaps it's called roll call. And we feel back, we're in high school, some of you never been to high school, we're back in primary school, because you probably don't remember high school, you were never there. But you probably feel you're back. Bechlal, they're going to tell me where I should be sitting. Come on. Eichateisa. That's not the Nekuda. This is not part of Sidri HaYeshiva that you have to sit in a place. I want to explain over your shtickle what Kaveh Mokim Nitfilosei Elekei Avron Be'ezrei. Rebbeinu Shleilim says, the Chazal say, Kaveh Mokim Nitfilosei is Elekei Avron Be'ezrei. Because Avron was Zeicha to win in the wars because he was Kaveh Mokim Nitfilosei, say Chazal. When he won his wars, when he was fighting the four malachim with the five malachim, and he pulled out light, it was bischus of Kaveh Mokim Nitfilosei. What's so chashu about Kaveh Mokim Nitfilosei? If you tell me Avraham Avinu davened, and therefore he was Zeicha because his davening was so great, that's why he was Zeicha. You can tell me because his Maisa Chesed. You're coming on and telling me because he stood in the same place every day, therefore he was Zeicha to something that he won the war. Nisim and Niflois. What's so chashu about Kaveh Mokim Nitfilosei? The Maral says a moiling dik in the Kuda here. The Maral is Mazbe. You gotta hear this very carefully. Kviyas Mokim, says the Maral, shows that tefillah is not just a mikra, it's a happening. You know, agavulcha, by the way, you know, I slipped into Chapa Minyan. I happened to have been up all night watching a game, so I made it to Shacharis. That's called mikra. That's called mikra. That's not called kvius. Mikra, happening, once in a while, or nebuch. The rabbi went around and pulled everybody out of their filth to go and come to a minyan for Shacharis or Mincha or Mariv. That's called mikra. That's not called kvius. Kvius means that it's part and parcel of you. It's second nature. Tefillah is being dovok in the Ribbono Shel Olam. You want to be dovok in the Ribbono Shel Olam? You want to have a shaychus with him? That's only through a kvius. Mikra, you don't get dovok. A guy who's, the Maral says in a different place, on Torah, when Torah is not learned by kvius, or Torah is not second part, is not doesn't have a kvius, the pasuk compares it to Isha Zayna. Why? Because that's mikra. It's not as mikra, happening. Somebody who's married is bedveikus. It's with him, it's kvius. There's a kvius over here. I'm connected 24/7. Znosis wants, no shaykhs. That's mikra. Tefillah, I want it to be kvius. I want to be dovok to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to be 24/7. It's like being married to the Ribbono Shel Olam 3 times a day. I can ask him whatever I want. That has to be a kvius. How do I show the kvius? How do I show the dveikus? I have to have a pu'ula chitzonis. I've got to show something in action. It doesn't work just with kavanas. You can know how to build the Mishkan. You might know the kavanas of building a Mishkan, but how you build it and which way you build it, if you don't build it right, then it doesn't stem with the Minhag Shel Olam. Because we live in a world of asiya, of doing. Doing how you have to show through a maisa. Because we live in a world of action, we live in a world of doing. So you can have the right kavanas. But if you're missing that kviyas mokum, it means you're showing that it's just a mikra. Agavurcha, on the way. A happening. It happened. I came. I was up. I came. I was forced to come. I got paid. It's a happening. I made it. Mikra. Agavurcha. That could be the pshat. We talk about Mikra Laila. Mikra Laila. Mikra Laila means that a guy who doesn't live in Shmutz and a guy who's not being Moti Zera, so there's a Mikra. It happens once in a while. Mikra Laila was Ba'onis. The ones who are Kvius, the ones who live in the Shmutz, don't have Mikra Laila. Because it's not Mikra, it's Kvius by them. That's why it's called Mikra Laila. So when it's just by the way happening, there's no shaykhus to you. It's not part and parcel of you. It's a mistake. When it's kviyas by you, it's part and parcel of you, then it's something else. That means it's you. To show the Ribbono Shel Olam that tefillah, that I want to have a shaykhus to the Ribbono Shel Olam, there has to be kviya mokum in the tefillah. Because this is the way you build the Mishkan. You've got to show the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's a minhag Shel Olam. I've got to show a certain chashivas. This is my place. This is why I show a chashivas for davening. At a K.R.V. Be'ezri, Avraham Avinu was zeicha, not only through his kavonas, but through his maisa. The maisa itself showed that he's dovok with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Oh, Ribbono Shel Olam says, oh, that's the guy I want to, I'll answer him. You could have the right kavonas, but if you're walking around and one day over here and one day over there, and your mikra coming in, you might have the langishmanes for the one time that you make it. Lo also klum, because it doesn't work like this in this world. Minhag Shel Olam. There's a minhag of olam, an olam asiyah that has to go hand in hand with all the kavanas. And when it doesn't go hand in hand, there's something wrong with it. Lo also klum. You cannot be the Kohen Gadol and the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur. You did the avodah a bit wrong. With the right kavanas, lo also klum. Because in Olam Asiyah, there has to be a minhag shel Olam. There's a certain Seder HaDvarim. And there's a Seder HaDvarim in learning, and there's a Seder HaDvarim in everything else. One of the ways to show the Ribbono Shel Olam that your tefillah should be a right tefillah is kfiyas makom tefillah. We'll go even further with this. Take a look at the paper that I gave you. This is the Muridiki Yisoid from the Chinuch. And it's kedai to look into it. Won't take too long. There's no supper waiting for anybody, so we have plenty of time. Okay. The halach in Tezvot, we learned in last week's parasha, that there's a halach by Korban Pesach, shelo lishboy etzem min haPesach. You shouldn't break a bone. Right? Now, so says the Chinuch. Says the Chinuch. What's the Shorish HaMitzvah? What's the root of this mitzvah? See, he says, versteht sich, Zechanis Mitzayim, V'gam, the first line, Zegezem min HaShorish HaNishah, She'ein covered livnei melochim. It's not covered for b'nei melochim. Klal Yisrael or b'nei melochim. The children of the Melech Malcham Melochim. The Yeter Ligroy at Somis to go and schlep the bones, Ulshobram and break them kiklovim like dogs. Lo yois kacha. It's not good to do, it's not nice to do that. Kim la niya omer even. For those who are hungry, that niyim, they eat like chazerim. But we are b'nei melochim, there's a way and how to eat. And therefore, you don't break bones and you don't start schlepping bones. And you don't start biting into bones. We're not talking about a six-pack sandwich, right? This is what he's saying. B'nei Melochim. B'nei Melochim, there's a way how to eat. Ve'al kein. Therefore, b'tchilas b'yeinu, when we started coming into Leo Skula Mikol Amim, to be special, a princely nation, mamlechas koinim v'goy kodosh, this is Kedusha as well. Therefore, we have to be taught lo lishboy etzem. There's a halach in Korban Pesach that you don't break the bone. Very nice. Now he's going to go on and explain something which is a muri dikazach. Here, if you go, 1, 2, 3, the third line at the end of the next paragraph. Va'ato b'ni binoshimozis. Listen to this. A tremendous understanding in the world. V'hatei oznecho. Turn your ear, Ushman, listen. Alemetcho lohil b'toyro mitzvahs. I'm going to teach you something that will help you in Torah mitzvahs. Da, listen. Da, understand. Ki o'odom nifal kafi pu'uloisof. A person's reactions is kafi pu'uloisof. Kafi his, what he does. His actions is a person is behavior is a result of his actions. Now what does he say? The libo v'chol machshavosov tomid achamaisov shu oisik behem. His heart and his machshavos always follows what his maisa was. Listen, im tovim ra, whether it's good or bad. V'afil a rosha goma bilvava, somebody who's a rosha goma in his heart. V'chol yetsim machshavos libo rak ra kol hayoyim. And he only has baz machshavos all day. Im yore ruchoy, if he'll get his eirus, v'yosim ishtadlusoy, and he'll put his ishtadlus, he'll make a ishtadlus, v'iskoy basmoda b'toyro v'mitzvahs, and he'll start being oisek, start working in toyro mitzvahs, v'afidu shaloy l'shem shemaim, miyad, straight away, yinote el atoyv, he'll start moving towards the right, he'll start going towards the good. Umitech shleshem abolishmo. Why? Because b'koyach ma'aser, through his ma'aser, not his machshava l'toiva, his ma'aser, because we live in a world of doing. And doing has an effect on who the person is. U'mikoyach ma'aser, yomis ha'yetzahara, he will kill the yetzahara. Ki acharei ha'pu'ulois nimshochis halavovois. This is a famous yisoid from the Chinuch, and Mr. Sharon brings it down in Shah's Rizos. Achre halen al pu'ulois, after the person's action, nimshochim halavovus, the heart goes. That means there's a chitzainis that's ma'ira the pnimius. The chitzainis, your actions affect your pnimius. Achre ha'pu'ulus, after the actions, nimshochim get schlepped halavovas the heart. Vafilim yeh adam tzadik gomu, even if you'll be a tzadik gomu, ulavova yoshua tome, and you'll be mamash, your heart will be straight, and you'll be a tomim tiyam shekel, and you want to do chovetz b'toyl of a mitzvahs. And you want to be and you're staggering away in Torah mitzvahs. Im ula yasik tomi mitvorm shel doifi, if during the day he'll be involved with dvorim of shtuyot, ki ilu, time of derech moshe, next line, yoshev lizman min adzman, there will come a time that because he's involved in shmutz or whatever it is, shtusim, every day, he will be turned away from learning. Leo is Rosho Gomu. Why? Ki yodua hadova ve'emes. It's known and it's emes lamita shel Torah. Shekol Odom, every person, nifol, is affected and does kefi pulos according to his actions. And therefore, says the Chinuch, we're told when we first start off as Klal Yisrael, as being an Am Segula, he tells us a mitzvah's assay in Korban Pesach. Ve'etzem lo yisish b'rubay. Don't break the bone. Why? For one reason. Don't be like a chazan. Why? Because you're b'nei melochim. And b'nei melochim have a certain way how they sit by a table and eat. Not because it's moral that we have to eat with knife and fork. That you'd be for the Nazis. Ve'etzem lo yisish b'rubay means because you don't go into food like a chazan. You're a mensch how you eat. And you don't go to food as if you're starving, hungry, and you break the bones and suck out the bones as if it's this mamush. Why? Because achri pu'uloisov, after the actions goes your heart. And you can walk in and you can be a tzaddik and learning Torah kol hayom. Aber pu'uloisov, when your actions out there are different, nimshach halavavos, that's where the heart gets schlepped to. And you can come back again and start boiling the egg again the next day. But it's only for 5 minutes. There's no kvius. Doesn't work. Achre nimshoche, achre hapu'ulis nimshoches halavovis. Because what you do in action, that's where your heart takes you. So you can be wanting, you can have all the right kavanas. You can be a tzadik gomu. And you can walk in with the right machshavas. As they say, the path to hell is paved with good intentions. But if the pu'ula, if the action that you're doing is wrong, that's where you're going to be nimshach to. Because we're in a doing world. And everything is tali on minhagoy shel oilam. There's a seder hadvarim. And it's not only machshava, I can have the right machshavas, but if my pu'ulas are wrong, that's where I'm going to go end up to. And if I'm sitting and learning during the day and I'm going somewhere else by night, nimshach halavovos, that's where your heart's going to end up going. Doesn't make a difference. If I end up in a mokim, which is nishkan Torah dika place, even if it has some sort of kashrus, because it's nish ben Yehuda, it's already a hechram rama, it's mamiloshoin, it's the kenyon. We're not from these unchoshiva guys who have got no self-respect. We already have respect. Nimshachas halavavas, don liks to. That's where you are. That's where you stay. And you can be back in the Beis HaMelech the next morning, the Langashmana Esra. It doesn't make a difference. Ki achre ha'pu'ulois nimshachas halavavas. Because we're living in a world of doing. And what you do has an effect on where you really are. Kaveh amokim litfila. Kaveh amokim litfila shows that I have a kvias, that I belong with the Ribbono shel Olam. It's not just a mikre, a happening. Once in a blue moon. Mikre means nothing. Lo osa klum. Because there's a Seder Hadvorim, how it works in this world. And the Ribbono shel Olam said, if there's a Seder Hadvorim, in Olam HaMaisa, that's the way it's got it. That's how it stims with the Yenavelt. I can be the Langer Shmonesa one day in that corner, and one day in that corner. And one day I'm schmoozing at the back, and one day I'm here. Loi osa klum. Except 60 shekel. Loi osa klum. Because you just... You have no cash with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Maisa znus. It's a continuation from last night. The Gemara says, like that, a guy can daven. Rabban says in the Mokim, Rabban Kotel says, a guy can daven, a langish man Esra, and he doesn't do Oysa Shalom right. Says the Gemara, this is garnished. The Ganta davening was garnished. Why? Because you showed the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that you were standing in front of the Shechina for the last 10, 15, 20 minutes, and he just, like, turned around, walked away. You proved from your Maisa exactly where you're really holding. What's your Kesha? When the guy's talking, you're at the airport, you're saying goodbye to your best friend, or you're saying goodbye to your parents. Well, some of you perhaps would, you know, just like in the middle of the conversation, just like walk off. For some of you, it might be a good idea. But but in the big picture, what did you just say? What did you just do? You just spat in his face. Is that a way to say goodbye? Rabbeinu Shel Olam is listening to you. And he's mukhan to hear what you have to say. And he's willing to answer you. And he comes to Oysa Shalom. Oh, it's ringing. I'm in a hurry. I've got to answer. Before I finish saying Yirotzen, I'm already pulling out the phone. What do you just prove to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Because it's Olam HaMaisa. Ki achre ha-pu'ulois nimshochos ha-levovois. And that's a seder ha-dvorim in this world. Through your actions, that's where your heart gets slept to. And if your actions are somewhere else outside the Beis HaMikdash, that is where you are. Nimshochos ha-levovois. And if you're kaveya mokim litfila, and if there's a seder in during the day of consistency every day, and if there's a consistency every day of being on the time for Chavrusa, then you might start steiging. And if there's no consistency, then the egg never got boiled. You'll come to the end of the man, and it's like fizzled out. There's not. I'm walking out with nothing. I made it every second day, and I made it every day, but not on the same time, but I made it. And if you're taking the big picture, I did perhaps come to davening 3 times a week. But loy also klum. There's nothing that's left with me. Because achre apu'ulois, from the action nimshochas halavovis, because that's where you really are. It could be just a mikre. I punked, managed today to finish my shower and smearing myself up with every soap in the world, so I'm ready for Seder. Oh, now I had my coffee, my cigarette, I'm ready to come. Doesn't work that way. There's a Seder Advarim. There's a consistency. There's got to be a certain Seder. Minhogei Shel Olam. And Minhogei Shel Olam is, if you were in college, perhaps this you might understand, and you missed half the semester, you missed it. Lo Asa Klum. You can have the right machshavas, but in the Olam HaMaisa it doesn't work. And Kal V'chaimah B'Kal V'chaimah. Binyani Kedusha. And Binyani Torah. Like if there's no Dveikus, if there's no Kvias, if my Machshav is not 24-7 and there's no Kvias, it doesn't work. We look at Seder as a Yekesha thing. Being consistent is a Yekah. But Tzeil Kel, says Chazal. Moshe Rabbeinu turned around to Bezalel and said, now I understand why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told you Bezalel Kel. Intellectually, I knew you knew all the Kavanas. I knew you had a good head. I knew what you wanted to want. That didn't give me the name Bezalel. When you came along and you were masbit to me, min hoge shel olam, there's a Seder HaDvarim. And if the Seder HaDvarim don't go in a consistency of how this world works, how are you supposed to do it? It won't stem with all my kavanas. And that Moshe Rabbeinu said, wow. Now I understand Betzel Kel. Now I understand why you have special siyata d'shmaya. Now I understand what's pshat Betzel under the shadow of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Look, hovering over you. We want siyata d'shmaya. Then it has to stem, the minhagei shel olam has to stem with all the kavanas and all the ratzonis, all the wants, and all the right kavanas that we really want. It has to go hand in hand. And if it doesn't go hand in hand, lo oso klum. The only way there's going to be some sort of siyata d'shmaya, of betzel kel, for all of us, is if there's a certain seder hadvarim to the day. There's some seder in the madness, as they say. There's got to be a certain seder, a consistency. Every day, the same time. It doesn't make a difference how long it is, but it's got to be a certain seder hadvarim. But when it's pu'ulois, when the pu'ulois are somewhere else, nimshochas halavovois, the heart gets schlepped with it. So for shteitach it's not shaykh seder ha'olam. Because you're not part of the Seder Ha'olam. You're in a different world. And the only way we'll get the Betzel Kel, that's the Siyata D'shmaya, is with a Seder Hadvarim and with a Pa'ula, with the right action, doing thing, that shows that my Avoda is an Avoda. We could be the Yakoin Godl in Beis Hamikdash. If it doesn't stem with the Minhagei Shel Olam, if there's one Avoda out of place, the Avoda wasn't done. We are in a Beis Hamikdash Katan. A yeshiva is the Beis Hamikdash of today. A Beis Hamedrash, a davening, that is Beis Hamikdash HaKatan. Avodas HaTefillah is Avodas from Kabbonis. Sitting and learning Torah is sitting in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We might have the right Kavonis. We might have intellectually understand what it's all about. But if it doesn't go minhagei shel olam, we're not going to be zeicha betzel kel. In order to be zeicha to betzel kel, to that siyata d'shmaya, there's got to be a seder, there's got to be a minhagei shel olam. And if we carry on with a certain seder, with a kavias, that kavias shows the Ribbono shel olam, that I'm dovuk, I'm steadfast in what I'm holding by, I don't budge. Yeah, I can have ups and downs, but I'm a koveya. I'm a koveya mokum l'tfilah. I'm a koveya mokum l'tayrah. Then we'll be zeicha taka that we can walk out of a zman that the avoda was gomu, the avoda is finished, and I feel taka that I've done something.